This show has featured plenty of amazing reporters. Karen Grigsby Bates is one of them, and she frequently reported for us on books. Karen is back with us today with this literary appreciation.
For a bibliophile, day-to-day was the perfect place to work. The whole staff was interested in books, and our tastes were wide-ranging. We consumed everything from serious novels to pop fiction to biographies, memoirs, even books on policy. Authors knew that, and they liked to visit with us. I consider myself particularly blessed to have had conversations with writers whose works I admired, and many of them wrote about life in the West, not the John Ford, John Wayne, Louis L'Amour West, but today's West, with all of its pleasures and complexities. Walter Mosley told me how surprised he was to come upon his mild-mannered father on the first evening of the Watts riots in 1965.
On one night during the riots, I came into a room and my father was there drinking, and he was, on the way to being drunk, and he was crying and was very upset. And I said, "Dad, what's wrong?" And he said, "It's these riots." And I said, "Are you afraid?" And he said, "I'm not afraid, Walter. I want to go out there. I want to get a gun. I want to get some Molotov cocktails. I want to go out there and fight."
That anger became the basis for Mosley's bestseller, Little Scarlet. The late Joan Didion confessed that for all her years in New York, she remained a California girl at heart.
I still have a California driver's license.
Do you really?
Yes, I've always had it. it has my New York address on it now.
Susan Strait writes about contemporary California. She took me on a driving tour of a vanishing part of it.
See the trees right here? This orange grove stretched from there, from here, all the way up to the top of that street. And this was the orange groves that used to run in and steal your fruit and play.
We were so fond of books on this show that we had a prize-winning book critic, David Kippen from the San Francisco Chronicle. David's unpretentious, enthusiastic embrace of the written word was deep enough to retain the serious book person and real enough to draw in even the occasional reader. Here he explains the genesis of a discipline we now take for granted.
The story of modern American cultural criticism is the story of three California girls who went east. Pauline Kael, Susan Sontag, and Joan Didion. Of the three, only Didion has ever copped to any homesickness.
I think that's kind of how we'll feel when day-to-day is gone after today. Homesick. People here will move on to other jobs and other shows. Their careers will continue to evolve, but somehow we've been stamped by the imprint of this lovely, quirky show that looked at the world from the West, and that's to the good. Kazuo Ishiguro, another day-to-day author, told me that in his sci-fi coming-of-age novel, Never Let Me Go, he wanted to impress upon his readers that time is indeed fleeting.
I was trying to celebrate the small decencies of human beings set against this dark background that's in all our lives. Is actually that we all live with a countdown going on.
And the clock for this show has run out. It's been an amazing time, this 5-plus years full of discovery and hair-raising deadlines done, speaking of dark backgrounds, Kazuo, in the pitch black of early, early morning. It was worth it. Those of us who left the staff before today still consider ourselves part of it. We still listened for our old show from our new desks. Former book critic David Kippen.
It was always a consolation to me when I took up my current job to know that it was still going on, and it pinches my heart a little bit to know that it won't be.
Mine too. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.